We love the 1980s wrestling era, when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between two and five players to fill out your pick'em slip. Get every pick right and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to the Hogan Era Podcast. I am your host, JP John Paz, right here on the TMPT feed, a part of the two-man power trip of wrestling podcasting empire. Right here on the Hogan Era Podcast, each and every week, we're talking about the biggest matches, moments, and feuds of all time, all predicating in that one era, 1984 to 1993 in the WWF. Some call it the Golden Era, but we, of course, refer to it as the Hogan Era, the era that made Vince McMahon into a now retired again billionaire, the era that made wrestling, the era that probably made you into a fan. And now, here each and every week on the show, of course, we're talking about Hulkster, but we're also talking about Macho Man Randy Savage, Rowdy Roddy Piper, King Kong Bundy, Andre the Giant, and the list goes on and on and on. We're also talking about some of the greatest tag teams of the era, some of the greatest Intercontinental Champions of the era, some of the greatest gimmicks, some of the worst gimmicks of the era, some of the worst wrestlers of the era, and even some of the journeymen, some of the enhancement talent, some of the quote-unquote job guys, some of the carpenters of that era as well. And that changes no more as we're kind of focusing in this week on another journeyman, another carpenter, another guy that has what I like to call TV equity. Guy was on television for a very, very long time. When you look at his time in the WWF, and of course, talking about Mr. Barry Horowitz, he was in the WWF, technically speaking, on and off from 1981 to 1997. So you want to talk about being a good wrestler and a good hand? That's Barry Horowitz in a nutshell. I know he's Mr. Technical. I know he was a great wrestler and a great worker and a great hand. But did you know that he was in WWF for that long? On and off, of course. But I mean, that's a pretty damn consistent. He is one of those guys that's going to make the other guy look like $1 million. We talked about it last week with Brooklyn Brawler and the week before Lion Mike Sharp. These guys are trusted. They're going to be the guys working with everybody, literally everybody in the roster. They're going to be instructed to make the other guy look better, which they do, and they're going to get a ton of TV time and a ton of TV matches, and you're going to pretty much remember them forever. Barry Horowitz, one of those awesome workers and those great hands that could not only have a good match with anybody, but he could make the other guy look like $1 million, even when that other guy wasn't worth anything. So it's one of those things where he was a magician out there and quite the hand, quite the carpenter, quite the journeyman as well. So he starts off his WWF career 1981 in October as Barry Hart. He lost to Angelo Mosca. Him and Angelo Gomez lost to Mr. Fuji and Mr. Saito for the tag titles. He loses to Tom Baracco and Killer Khan and Justin Body Ventura. And he loses to Bulldog Brower and Tony Altamore as well. Adrian Adonis, Greg Valentine. And then as we go into 1982, losing to Charlie Fulton, Saito and Fuji again. Greg Valentine, Adrian Adonis, and kind of a bunch of other somewhat big names for the time, including Baron Michael Cicluna, Salvatore Bellomo, Blackjack Mulligan, Superfly Jimmy Snuka, Sweet Hansen, Bob Orton, and Superstar Billy Graham. And as far as the actual Hogan era is concerned, obviously he was there in 1983 as well, but really when he makes his return to the WWF during the Hogan era, it's 1987. So he made a big name in other places, obviously huge names in other places on the territory scene. But he returns on January 24th, 1987, and it's a house show, and he's, of course, now known as Barry Horowitz, and he loses to Brad Rangins in Detroit, Michigan. Then we start to see him on TV a lot. This is when that starts to happen, when they start to realize this guy is a great hand. Let's see what he could do on TV. We're going to give him some longer matches against some guys, but some short TV matches as well. Superstars, Wrestling Challenge, Prism Network, MSG, you named it. He was on TV during this time a lot during the Hogan era. Losing to guys in 1987, Jake the Snake Roberts, Coco Beware, Tito Santana, Hill, Billy, Jim, The Young Stallion, Sam Houston, Brady Boone, which, by the way, on the Prism Network in July of 87, Brady Boone beat Barry Horowitz 11 minutes, 30 seconds. So they gave him a ton of TV time at that point. Then he's losing on TV to Rick the Model Martel, Superstar Billy Graham, on the NESN network. He's having a 5-minute match with a guy known as the Dingo Warrior, aka Very Young Ultimate Warrior. One of his very first matches in the WWF, right after the Brooklyn Brawler stuff, but one of his very first matches against Barry Horowitz on NESN in October of 87 from the Boston Garden. 5-minute match, Dingo Warrior would get the win over Barry Horowitz, and they wrestle again in Wildwood, New Jersey, a place I used to visit quite frequently, vacation quite frequently. Loses to Dingo Warrior there as well. Here are some interesting things as far as some house shows. Just to throw this out there, some victories for Barry Horowitz. So Barry Horowitz and Iron Mike Sharp defeated Jerry Allen and Scott Hall. Yes, that's Scott Hall in Springfield, Massachusetts, August of 87. Also, Barry Horowitz and Steve Lombardi defeated Siva Afi and Brady Boone. Then Barry Horowitz and Steve Lombardi, the Brooklyn Brawlers, defeated Scott Casey and Siva Afi. So some wins there, of course. Then Chavo Guerrero Sr. in the mix here, defeating Barry Horowitz, Bam Bam Bigelow, Strikeforce, Bigelow again on TV, the Dingo Warrior again. Interesting to note here, though, September of 1987, Barry Horowitz defeats Lanny Poffo 12 minutes, 30 seconds on the Prism Network. He does also get victories over Siva Afi and David Sammartino on house shows as well before losing to Sam Houston and the Young Stallions. Then Lanny Poffo does get a win back, a measure of revenge there, and defeats Barry Horowitz. On TV, losing to Strikeforce, this time now known as the Ultimate Warrior, in a much shorter match, losing to him, losing to Scott Casey, then wrestling Ultimate Warrior a ton all over Canada, and then, of course, back in the U.S., all over this great land, Reno, Nevada, Los Angeles, California, and then Las Vegas, Nevada, and Oakland, also losing to the Ultimate Warrior there as well. Part of a Saturday Night's Main Event 13 dark match, losing to Sam Houston in 13 minutes. Part of the 11-11-87 Saturday Night's Main Event 13 taping from Seattle, Washington. So a really long match there for Barry Horowitz as far as the live crowd is concerned. Losing to British Bulldogs, losing to Coco Beware, the Young Stallions, Junkyard Dog, Jake the Snake Roberts, Jim Duggan, Outback Jack, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Jerry Allen, the Macho Man Randy Savage on Superstars, followed by the British Bulldogs on Wrestling Challenge. David Sammartino will get a win back on a house show in Clinton, West Virginia, and then another house show in Kingston, PA as well. A 19-minute house show match, and David Sammartino defeated Barry Horowitz. Damn good hand if you're having a 19-minute house show match, though, that's for sure. Loses to the Killer Bees, the Young Stallions, the Rougeau Brothers, before they were the Fabulous Rougeau Brothers. Loses to Strikeforce, loses to Scott Casey again, and then the Ultimate Warrior once again on television, Bam Bigelow once again on television, Bret Hart on television, as well as we're scrolling into 1988. Not too many victories, of course, for Barry Horowitz, but he does kind of start a bit of a mini feud with the Blue Angel at first. Of course, that was his name, but then he went into being known as the Blue Blazer. They had a 15-minute match on the Z Channel, August of 1988, where the Blue Angel defeated Barry Horowitz. It's actually, if you can get your hands on this, it's a really, really awesome match, and I believe it's on YouTube. I used to actually have it when somebody was making a Best of the 80s compilation on DVD. I mean, we're talking about 20 years ago or so, but great, great match. Good stuff there from the now known as Blue Blazer, Owen Hart. Blue Blazer defeated Barry Horowitz on Superstars taping 105. Then they wrestle again on the Prism Network. Another good match. Barry Horowitz loses to the Blue Blazer there August 27th, 1988. They wrestle all over this great land, even Canada as well. They're wrestling all over the place. But it's one of those things where it's not really a feud, but it's one of those things where the guys are married to each other for quite a long time. They do have a bunch of TV matches together, back-to-back nights, one in the Boston Garden and one in MSG. The Blue Blazer defeats Barry Horowitz both those times. One match goes 11 minutes, 15 seconds. The other match goes 12 minutes, 30 seconds. So they gave him a bunch of time on the house show as well. Barry Horowitz gets a win over DJ Peterson on the Prism Network in September of 1988. So not all losses for Barry, of course. Intercontinental Championship match against the Warrior. He loses in about 2 minutes or so. So he knows his job. He knows his role. He knows what he's doing. He's got to get Warrior over, and it's going to be a short match, but he does it. In December of 88, Iron Mike Sharp defeated Barry Horowitz in a 12-minute match, which was on TV on the NESN Network, part of the Boston Garden, Boston, Massachusetts tapings. Loses to Hercules and Ronnie Garvin on TV. Loses to Tim Horner in an 8-minute match at MSG at the end of 1988. Loses to Bret Hart. Loses to Rick Martel. Loses to Jake the Snake Roberts. Loses to Demolition and Paul Roma and Jimmy Superfly Snuka as well a bunch of times. Man, Ultimate Warrior fought Barry Horowitz a lot on TV. Now as we're rolling into late 89, they're still having a bunch of TV matches. And of course, Warrior is going over as well. Loses to the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Superstar Stamping 152. Loses to the Red Rooster, the Rockers, Marty Jannetty, and Shawn Michaels. Loses to Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Loses to Al Perez as well as Mark Young, Bret Hart, Tugboat, and then a ton of losses in a row to Al Perez as well. Red Rooster once again, Tito Santana once again on TV, loses to the Mighty Earthquake, loses to the Legion of Doom, loses to Sergeant Slaughter, El Matador, Tito Santana, Tatanka, the New Foundation of Jim Hart, Jim Neidhart and Owen Hart, loses to a Crush, and loses to Jim Powers as well. Loses to the Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich. So it's a bunch of losses, of course. Loses to The Undertaker, loses to Tatanka, but just wanted to mention a ton of names and ton of guys that he wrestled during the Hogan era, because it's one of those things where pretty damn amazing when you go through the list of guys, and pretty much like I've talked about with Iron Mike Sharp and Brooklyn Brawl, I mean, they're wrestling everybody except for Hulk Hogan. Literally, I took about Savage, I took about Warrior, I took about Dusty. I mean, they're literally Legion of Doom, I just mentioned. I mean, they are literally wrestling everybody. And Barry Horowitz, very trusted, knows he's not going to hurt anybody, knows that it's going to be a nice, safe, easy match for the opponents, and he's also going to make the other guy look good. So with him, he's going to have a ton of TV time, like I mentioned before, a ton of TV equity, but he is not going to be getting a ton of victories. That's, you know, maybe the bit of the downfall, but hey, you're on TV that much. You're kind of the guy that's going to give the A, okay, going to give the thumbs up if the other guy is worth it. Not necessarily like the Comic Kid or Crush is a new guy coming up, or even in 87, like I said, with the Dingo Warrior, he is being trusted big time with, you know, is this guy good? Is this guy got have what it takes? What do you think of this guy? Do you think that he's going to be a future main eventer, a future star? Can you work with him? Can he be worked with? So it's all questions that he gets from when, you know, behind the scenes, when he gets after the match, Vince and Pat Patterson and Bruce Prichard and everybody else is going to trust him and question him because they know he's a good worker. They know he's a good hand. They know what he's doing. They're really going to put a lot of faith in him as well. And as we roll into 1992, yes, still there, loose to High Energy, Big Boss Man, a debuting Jeff Jarrett on a bunch of house shows. Of course, like I mentioned, Max Moon, Lance Cassidy, the British Bulldog, Mike Shaw, Bob Backlund, the Nasty Boys, Typhoon now, the Steiner Brothers. Now we're going into Monday Night Raw. He's losing to the Smoking Guns and Steiner Brothers there as well. 1-2-3 Kid, Men on a Mission, the Quebecers, Doink, and even Razor Ramon. Really, what I consider the end of the Hogan era is August 31st, 1993, because really Hogan will be officially gone and out of the WWF from that point forward. So really, the last match I would consider in the Hogan era was basically, so he loses to Bret Hart on television. He loses to Owen Hart in the dark match of SummerSlam 93, 8 minutes, 30 seconds. So kind of reliving that feud that they had with the Blue Blazer. And then finally, on 8/31/1983, losing to Tatanka on Superstars 365, 2 minutes, 30 seconds there. He would, of course, go on and be one of the knights in Survivor Series as well. He would be the Red Knight. And when you go back and you look at that, of course, Greg Valentine was the Blue Knight, and Jeff Gaylord was the Black Knight. Shawn Michaels was the captain of that team, losing to the Hart Brothers. This is post-Hogan era, so I'll be quick about it, but he was there, of course, in 94, 95, 96, and even up to 97. 95, of course, is when he finally got a theme song, Hava Nagila, got a bunch of victories over Skip, and even got some TV time and a big feud as well. Much deserved, of course, for Barry Horowitz. But like I said, his last match ever in the WWF, 1997, 4/12/1997, he loses to Freddie Joe Floyd, a part of the Kuwaiti Cup. So quite a run there for Barry Horowitz. I know, you know, still nowadays he is still wrestling a little bit, wrestle for Impact, wrestle for Game Changer Wrestling, and he's still in damn good shape and one of the nicest guys I've ever met in the wrestling business. Quite a hand, quite a journeyman, quite a worker, ton of TV time, ton of TV equity. All right, let's wrap this bad boy up and head towards the plugs. You follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/tmptempire for more. Also, check out TeePublic, tpublic.com/stores/tmpt for more stuff. Thank you, and we'll catch you next time for the next Hogan Era. See you next week, folks.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/tmptempire to become a patron. And also check out the website tmptempire.com and buy a shirt at prowrestlingtees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother.
We loved the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip. Get every pick right and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
This week on Wrestling Challenge, our feature Bob Brett the Hitman Hart to meet Greg the Hammer Valentine, plus the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Wrestling Challenge comes to you this week from the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center here in Salisbury, Maryland. And here to welcome us today is Building Director Robert Wagoner.
Hi, I'm Bob Wagoner, the Director of the Wicomico Civic Center in Salisbury, Maryland. It's always a pleasure to welcome the WWF to Salisbury, the business and entertainment center of Maryland's Eastern Shore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wrestling Challenge. I'm Gorilla Monsoon, and by my side, Bobby the Brain Heenan. And we've got all the superstars in the World Wrestling Federation, so settle back in your favorite easy chair. We're going to be royally entertained for the next hour starting right now. week on Wrestling Challenge, Bret the Hitman Hart taking on the master of the figure four leg lock, the Hammer Valentine, and our special Survivor Series report.
That's right, Big Turkey. Thanksgiving night.
It's coming. The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, joins us this week, along with Tito Santana. Let's go to ringside. Look at the hustle on this guy, Bray.
The guy ever walk?
Never seen him walking around yet. Watch this one, 360, a beauty.
Is that intimidating or what?
Last time I saw something like that, I was pheasant hunting.
You were pheasant hunting. Look at that. Horowitz, good shot of the binoculars. What a hot item they are.
Sure, Roberts bought 12 cases of them. Just to look at Ravishing Rick
Rude. Christmas time, right?
No, to look at Ravishing Rick Rude.
Stop.
Barry Horowitz out of the Terry Garvin School of Self-Defense. I understand he took some special lessons from Pat Patterson as well. Did you know that?
His best to forget everything he ever learned.
Well. He's in there with a real ring veteran. Drew Baser going to see some action a week from this Thursday. Edmonton, Ohio, Survivor Series. He is on the team of the Warrior and Beefcake along with Brunzel and Sam Houston, the two-stepper.
I don't think he danced. I don't think it's a two-step. I think there was a rock in his boot. He's trying to kick something off his boot.
There's some scores to settle in that one. There's the movie all throughout Survivor Series. Hulkster with a big score to settle.
I think Hulkster's going to have a little trouble getting him out from under the ring.
You think so, huh?
I don't think he was anywhere that big boss man.
I'll tell you what, you better not be anywhere near the vicinity because he knows that you had something to do with that.
I never had a thing to do with that.
You and Slick are very, very tight, I understand.
Well, we have conducted business together at one time. That don't mean I would put a suggestion in anybody's mind to handcuff a man like that, mace a man like that, beat him with a knife stick. Of course, it was a good idea.
Yeah. Nice monkey flip by the Blazer earlier on. He's in control of this one.
But I'm still working on trying to find out who this Blazer is. I've narrowed it down to two people.
Uh-huh. Who might they be?
Well, you're not one of them.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Nice flying head scissors.
The reverse flying head scissors.
Lock. Not too many guys around are going to be able to make that move. Hulk joining forces with Macho Man Randy Savage along with Hercules, Coco, and Hillbilly against the big boss man, Akeem DiBiase, Haku, and the Red Rooster. Thanksgiving night in Richmond. What are you laughing for?
Who's going to do the thinking on Hulk's team?
What do you mean, who's going to do the thinking?
Hulk's had his brain scrambled by the big boss man.
Really?
Savage is lost without Elizabeth. We all know Hercules' credentials. Coco, he can barely talk to a bird. And the big dumb hit from Mudlip. Come on, Monsoon.
Show me where all the brain trust is on the other side.
King Haku, the Red Rooster, DiBiase, Akeem, the big boss man. I'll be in the corner along with Slick. That's all they need.
Uh-huh. Well, you better stay far out of the reach of the Hulkster. Or Hercules, for that matter. He'll ring that 15-foot chain right around your neck.
You know, I predict when it all boils down to just a couple left in that ring, Hercules is going to crawl over and tell DiBiase, I'm sorry, I'm going to take the position, I'm going to be your slave.
Oh, will you stop? In for the ride, Horowitz, look out. Nice shoulder block by the officer. Oh, what a kip up. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Beautiful. Belly to belly, suplex there, and now Blue Blazer gone to the outside.
He's too far away.
Up in that high risk area. Bounds away. Oh, the elevation. Forget about it. What a beautiful move. Let's get the official word. Blue Blazer chalking up another one in the wing column. Here it is right here. Look at that nice move.
I gotta go get my brain busters ready. I have some important news coming up.
Never mind. Try to find the brain busters. They're probably lost in a phone booth somewhere. Nice leapfrog by the youngster. Watch this. Belly to belly, gut wrench, suplex.